Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst here at LifePoint. Sunday, we continued our series called God Is, looking at the big idea, and that is that God is worthy of our worship. In the message, we focused on the Trinity, how God is three persons and yet one God. And I got the privilege of speaking on why that matters. And there's multiple reasons why that matters, but there were a couple that stood out to me. The first one is this: the Trinity matters because it reveals that we were created from community, which means we were created for community. In other words, God has always been in community with himself. Even in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, God says, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." He doesn't say, "Let me make man in my image," but "Let us make man in our image." So we have the plural here. God has always existed in the Trinity, and we are made in his image, which means we were also created to live in community. When we were made in his image, he conferred that community idea onto us. We see this displayed even further in chapter 2 of Genesis. In the creative process, God calls everything good. The sea is good, the land is good, the sky is good, everything is good. Good, good, good. Seven times in the creative narrative, we see the word God calling something good, or see the word good, until we get to chapter 2. Then something is not good, which stands out in a sea of good things. It stands out very peculiar as not good. Now remember, this is pre-fall, right? This is before sin entered the world, before the world was marred by sin. And yet here something is not good. How could this be? Well, God says that it's not good that man is alone. Adam was made in God's image, and God is this three-in-one person, so it's against his nature to be alone. He wasn't designed to be alone, and so God creates Eve to be with Adam. Now, when I was a teenager, I had a Chevy S10 pickup truck that I really loved, but it had one major flaw. It would run out of gas when I got to around an eighth of a tank. So I ran out of gas, I don't know, two or three times when I was a kid in it. And back in the day, I didn't have a cell phone when I was a teenager. It was pre-cell phones. And so I either had to walk to a gas station or a payphone, whichever was closest. And, you know, that's very forgivable as a teenager for doing such things. But unfortunately, much to my wife's chagrin, I also brought this habit into my marriage. I've run out of gas twice in our married life, and I was with my wife both times. And one of those was in the summertime in the deep south with our firstborn when he was a baby. And in the midst of that sweaty, hot car that we were sitting in, waiting for the tow truck to bring that $35 gallon of gas, I finally realized, saw the errors of my ways, and determined never to run out of gas again, which I have not. But what I failed to realize is that cars are designed in such a way that if they don't have fuel, they will eventually break down. Like, if a car wasn't designed to run without gasoline. And when I tried, I inevitably found myself on the side of the road. And I think it's similar for us. We're Americans, American Christians. We're very individualistic. And I don't think we've really understood how this individualistic mindset has deeply affected us. And when we don't live in community, we're like a car without gas. We don't live the way that we're designed. And inevitably, there will be a breakdown. Why can't we seem to get traction on this struggle that won't go away? I think it's because we've neglected community. You might ask, why can't I seem to parent my kids with wisdom? I think it's because we haven't pressed into the collective wisdom of other Christian parents. You might ask, why is our marriage always a struggle? It just feels like an uphill battle. I think partly it's because we aren't pressing into relationships with other Christian couples who are following Jesus. And if we did, if we did all these things and pressed into community, I think we would find something out. We'd find that all of us are struggling. All of us have struggles. All of us are a bit lost when it comes to our kids, and all of us have work to do and have to work hard in our marriages. Do you see, though? We were created from community, which means we were created for community. In 1 John, John writes, That if you say that you love God, who you don't see, but you don't love your brother, who you do see, you're a liar. He doesn't pull any punches there, right? And I think what's important to realize there is that our relationship with God and our relationship to others are undeniably linked. And we think, oh, as long as I've got my relationship with God, I don't have to live in community with other people. Jesus said it this way, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. But the second one is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's not like the first commandment is way up here and the second commandment's way down there. Jesus is basically saying, no, they're the same, different sides of the same coin. Loving God and loving others, living in relationship with God and relationship with others is undeniably linked. We were created from a community, Godhead, three in one, which means we were created for community. And when we don't live by our design, there is inevitably a breakdown. But there's one more reason why this matters, why God being three in one matters, that I wanted to share this morning. It means that because God is never alone, we're never alone. I think a lot of people think, man, I could follow Jesus easier if I just had him in person. But Christians for the last 2,000 years have never known the physical Jesus, and yet we love him and follow him. And Jesus himself said that it's better that he goes away physically so that he can send the Holy Spirit to believers. See, Jesus knew that God inside of us is better than God beside us. Jesus was limited to time and space in his physical body and could only be with a handful of followers at a time. But now, Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is with every Christian on the planet. Every Christian on the planet, because God is three in one, that means we're never alone. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much that you've made us in your image and that you've made us for community. Help us to press into relationships with others. Who knows the freedom that awaits us when we do? Lord, thank you also for your Holy Spirit that means we're never alone. And thank you that you go with us wherever we go. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and thank the Spirit that he's always with you. And then ask the Lord, where is it that you need to press into Christian community in this season of your life? Thanks again for listening to the Drivecast today. Come back tomorrow for more episodes. God bless.